Once again, grateful believer in Jesus Christ, an alcoholic with some victory over that affliction, and my name is Jack. And we've got a teaching tonight. We are moving along rapidly in our teaching series. Just a couple more lessons after this one, and we reach kind of the end of our cycle, which is what we go into depth in that step study I talked about earlier. And those of you that have been through a study know that. And we'll take some time in October for a little reflection, and then we will launch back right into lesson number one, and that's kind of how we do things. And then we intersperse testimonies every other week. So if you're new here, tonight's a teaching night. Next week will be a testimony night, either in person like we had with Chris last week, or we'll throw up a video from some of the testimonies that have been given at the big summit conference over the years, and just all inspiring stuff and talking about, Dave talking about angels and redemption. I'm a redemption junkie. I think sometimes I like those angels, just kind of wonder, how does this all work? It's so cool. That's my favorite, characteristic or part of God, is just his redemptive quality. Because not only do we get to benefit from that redemption, especially in this ministry, it should be celebrate redemption, I think, sometimes, rather than celebrate recovery, is that R. But we get the benefit of that. God gets the glory, and the enemy gets screwed, essentially, is the common vernacular. And so it's a triple win with redemption. And so tonight, the teaching is on the give lesson. And these lessons are a progression. They're a journey. The step study is a journey for all of us to go on. And these teachings over basically, it takes us about a year to get through. When you intersperse a teaching and a testimony, it ends up with about a year on the calendar. And the give lesson is towards the back end, as I mentioned. So for some of you tonight who have been in recovery for a while, whether it's at this Celebrate Recovery, whether it's at others, this may be, your second decade here. It may be your second day here. I don't know. But you'll find some of the letters in our acrostic tonight, where we just take the word give and add some meaning to each of the letters, to be maybe a little bit different than some of you that are newer here. And so I always try to, when I teach the lessons, give some information or some things that would pertain to wherever you are on your journey. So don't get hung up on the fact that if you're coming in just tonight for the first time, or maybe it's your second or third week here, and you're not maybe at the point in your recovery walk to do all of the things we'll talk about tonight, but there's a couple that you can do. And so and I'll make sure that I highlight those for you. So as we always do with our teachings, each of the teachings come from, come out of the either one of the recovery principles or one of the 12 steps. And so we're looking at principle 8 tonight, which says, yield myself to God to be used to bring this good news to others, both by my example and by my words. And the beatitude that corresponds to that is, happier those who are persecuted because they do what God requires, Matthew 5:10. And in step 12, so of the 12 steps, we're at the back end there. Having had a spiritual experience as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Galatians 6:1 is the scripture that kind of undergirds that. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently, but watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. And we'll talk a little bit about a little bit more about that later. So step 12, principle 8. James 2:17 says, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. And I think if you plugged in the word recovery instead of faith in that scripture, that would be true as well. So if you'd say recovery by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. So it's not enough that we, and part of that action is getting here on Wednesday night. I don't want to diminish that at all. Just getting here, especially for those of you that it's kind of early in your recovery walk, that's a big deal. And don't sell that short, okay? We talk about keep coming back, not because it's really easy to do and everybody just does it naturally. It's because it's hard to do. It's hard to get this into your routine, and then it's hard to keep it into your routine. And it's like anything else sometimes that we knew or we try out for a little while, we get excited about it. It's almost like a fad, and we're here every Wednesday, and then 6 months later, where are you? We don't know. You got kind of tired of that fad. And so it takes time to get work through that and realize this is not a fad. This is a lifestyle change, okay, for some of us, okay? I'm not saying that everybody has to be a lifer. You're going to use this ministry as God, hopefully, you know, guides you to in your life. But this is something that I think a lot of people should incorporate into their week. And so if we're going to buy into that, then we look at the idea of, okay, getting here is an action. But then there's more than just that. And so both the principle and the step talk about, in the principle, yielding ourselves to God, okay? So making sure that, and here we are, we've been talking about God throughout the entire principles and step process. He's mentioned in every principle, every step, every lesson. He's the center of this ministry, Christ-centered recovery group. So it may sound a little bit like, yeah, well, we already talked about him for like the last, you know, 800 million weeks or whatever. Yes, and we'll continue to keep talking about him. Because for whatever reason, at least in my life, I'll want to drift away. There's too many things that Jack has on his mind, Jack needs to do, and I need to just realize the little things about checking in with God. And so yielding ourselves to God, meaning constantly, daily saying, I am yours, God. And, you know, help me today, guide me today, be grateful for the things that he's given you today, but making sure that you're giving him the deference, okay? So don't just kind of gloss over that. Yield, what does it mean to yield yourself to God? And what does that mean in your own lives? And then we talk about in step 12, having had a spiritual experience as a result of these steps. And, I hope that if you've gone through the steps, you've worked the steps, especially if you've been in a step study, hopefully that has been a spiritual experience for you. For most folks that I know that have gone through and completed a step study, they would liken it to that. We're going to take this out to others. And so it's about giving back. And that's what this lesson is really primarily focused on, is how do we give back? How do we put our recovery into action so that it doesn't die? Okay, so as we do with most of our teachings, we've got an acrostic tonight. The word give is our acrostic. There are handouts or fill-ins or teaching notes on your chairs out there if you want to fill in stuff with me. We'll just kind of go through. So the G, kind of already mentioned that, stands for God first. God, just O-D, I guess you have to write, because they already filled in the G for you. God first. As I say, it's, I guess, just look to your own lives of how many times you put yourself first, and think about that idea of yielding. And so maybe it's just how you start your day, maybe it's something in the middle of the day that you need to do, and just to connect or reconnect with God, okay? Let's see, we've got some scripture that goes with that. So certainly not God, who did not even keep back his own son, but offered him for all of us, or us all. He gave us his son. Will he not also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. As a Christ-centered recovery group, don't lose sight of that. We do a lot of step work. We do a lot of coming to here on Wednesdays, we do our small group routine. In other words, we have these almost like spiritual disciplines within the Celebrate Recovery ministry. Realize that the doing of those things is important, and many times the doing of those things is our surrendering to the process, but make sure we're always connecting it back to our Father. Okay, that's the point, is don't miss God in all of the activity of your recovery, okay? We're never more like God than when we give, not just money or things, but of ourselves. That's what Jesus did for us. He gave us the greatest gift of him all. He gave us himself. And so that's the way we do that, is we continue to kind of give back. It also helps us get out of our own head. When we go to God or yield ourselves to God, we're going to Him. We're taking ourselves out of our mess. Some people will call it the committee in their head. And so we want to continually do that because God does have wisdom and answers for us. The I in our give lesson becomes, or I say I becomes we. So I becomes we. So I think it says somewhere in here, if you look at the 12 steps, the word I is not in there, or the letter I, the word I is not in there. It's always we. And so that's by design, because recovery is a we activity. It's a community activity. That's why we have. So the I is things like accountability partners and sponsors. Be the main things. You must do this together. If that's one-on-one with your sponsor, and then in your small group when you come here on Wednesday nights, and maybe your bigger small group when you're having dinner or whatever, but we need that community. It's a we activity. And I believe that needs to be in person as much as possible. So as a sponsor, I will certainly text with my sponsees and email and things like that. But that's not me. I don't consider that me doing a sponsorship activity. That's just communication. It's when we meet one-on-one that's when we're engaged in that. So sponsors, make sure that you are meeting somewhat regularly with your sponsees. Sponsees, same type of deal. Make sure that there's some kind of communication that works with you too. Okay, and sponsors, it's up to those of you to kind of know your sponsees and kind of know, are they someone that you just check in maybe once a month or so because of where they are in their recovery, and that's fine, or do they need more weekly intervention, you know, type thing? And that's going to be different based on the person, and so it's going to be up to you to kind of decide, what, A, what works, but B, what's the appropriate level so that somebody's not allowing, you know, their recovery to kind of slip. And so sponsees, same thing. Reach out to your sponsor. Reach out to your sponsor for anything. You might want to have a discussion with them. Once again, it's going to be different for folks that have had a sponsor for decades. You know, that relationship's going to look different than somebody that's just in their early, you know, weeks or months of recovery. But I gently harass those that I sponsor, because sometimes I'll hear about something that's kind of a life event later or after the fact. And so just getting them in the habit of, maybe I should just include you in on this change of jobs, this thing that happened with my kids, this thing that happened with my spouse, this thing that happened with me. And then it's up to me to say, okay, I don't need to know everything, or too much information, or whatever, that type of thing. But certainly initially, I want to know what's going on in your life. I mean, that's how we get to know each other. That's how we get to know, you know, what the appropriate level of interaction is. So the I, so there's not that, you've got to have the we part of recovery. And so in what we do here, that's going to look like sponsors and accountability partners. Now, new people. I would encourage you to, once again, one of the reasons to keep coming back is to get to know people. Sponsors, just for anybody that's new, same sex. So ladies, you're going to have lady sponsor, guys, guy sponsors. Okay. Other than that, I would encourage you to find a sponsor that struggles with, or has struggled with, or has victories over, probably the better way to say it, issues that you're in here for. Because they can relate to you like nobody else can. And folks know this. I can relate immediately to an alcoholic because I am one. I can't relate to a codependent because I use codependence. That's what I do as an alcoholic. You're the tools of my evil. You see, that's how it works. I can't get that. Okay, so I would much rather have a codependent man find another man that struggles with that, or at least can get that, because they're going to be much better at identifying when somebody's slipping into some codependent behavior than I am. I'm just going to think they're nice, you know. So I want find somebody that has that experience in what you're trying to find victory in. Also, it's just great inspiration. They're just going to be able to provide you so much encouragement, because you can see it living in front of you this victory. So you know, even though you may feel like this is impossible, I'm never going to get past this, over this, through this, whatever, you see this other person that's done that, that's inspiring. Accountability. So if you're new here, get to know people. Get to know, you know, small group is a great way to kind of see people, hear people, what their struggles are, and then start thinking about who would you consider asking to be your sponsor, okay? Sponsors will typically have a name badge. They've been through our leadership training, so there's training that, that occurs for that. And then if they're able to be one, then it's up to you. Sometimes they don't have the bandwidth. They've already got a number of sponsees, so don't take it personally if they don't have that, or don't have, you know, say no. Just ask somebody else. Accountability partners. Anybody can be an accountability partner for anybody else. Okay. Now we typically like to keep male to male and female to female because a lot of times that accountability, we want that as well. But I can be an accountability partner for a codependent, and they can be one for an alcoholic. You know, because we can, because some of that accountability stuff is just kind of the normal day-to-day stuff that we might see ourselves slipping into. And so it's just good to have a accountability partner to maybe call you out, but also just accountability partners are also there to say, how you doing? They're not, you know, having to catch you or rein you in or, you know, follow you around or be the helicopter, you know, recovery person in your life. They're just there as an encourager. They're there as a, how are you? They're there as a familiar face when you walk in the room here. So I always tell people I prefer that you ask to be held accountable, that you ask somebody, hey, would you be an accountability partner in this area for me, okay? Kind of be specific. So I've got guys that are accountability partners for diet for me because I don't like to diet, I like to eat. They're in better shape, so I figured they've got to have something figured out, so I'm going to have them, you know, hold me accountable when I'm feasting later over there at the Cheesecake. Good, I don't think he's here tonight. Excellent. So or I'll have accountability partners for my addiction. I'll have accountability partners for, doing lessons and, you know, the team that's here just giving feedback to me on the leadership team here on various things. So seek accountability is the important thing. Whether you're here just your first night, you can begin that process if you want. Okay, that's one of the things about this, especially if it's someone who's been here for a while. If you walk up to another new person, they might not understand what's going on. But if you find somebody who's been around here for a while and you ask, hey, would you mind being an accountability partner? I'd like to give you my phone number and, you know, whatever. You're going to probably feel, yeah, that's great. Okay? So just think about that. So we do this as a team. We do this as a group. We do this in community. All right, the V in give, victories shared. Victories shared. Scripture for that. Let us give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the merciful Father, the God from whom all help comes. He helps us in all our troubles so that we are able to help those who have all kinds of troubles using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. Kind of a long way around saying that we come in seeking help. We get help, and then we help others because it helps us. You know, it's just this self-fulfilling kind of cycle. Many of you may know there's a story that's, I think, kind of popular in AA. I think it was Bill W., one of the two founders of AA, was working with all these alcoholics in the hospital, and nobody was getting sober. And he was just beating his head against it. So he's working with these guys for months, and nobody's getting sober. Nobody's getting any long-term sobriety. And he's complaining about this one night to his wife, and she makes the observation that you've stayed sober longer than you ever have. Okay? So him helping others try to stay sober kept him sober. Okay? And so sometimes that's the victory that we take in it. And so there's always something in it for both parties. When we help others. Victories shared, I think, really speaks to what you see every other week here, and that's testimonies. Certainly we want to share the victories amongst ourselves in small groups and, you know, one-on-ones and all that. But when somebody comes up here and gives their testimony, shares the victories out loud with you, with all of us, that's inspiring. And so if you have been through a step study, even if you haven't been through a step study, but typically we want you to go through a step study We want you to get some coaching from your sponsor. You want to have a sponsor, and then you want to start writing your testimony. Okay, testimonies are written down. They're given from up here in front, and we read them. So we don't get to ad lib or freewheel or whatever. Okay, we're going to read the words that are on the page. And that keeps us focused. For some of you that aren't natural public speakers, it's great because most of us can read. And if you can't read, we can help you out with that too. We'll do a workaround. Okay, we want to organize our thoughts. Also, something that you're going to share with your sponsor first. Typically, you're going to let them read it, and then anybody that hasn't given their testimony here before, I'm going to look at it as the ministry leader and just kind of get with you and help you. So you have a number of sets of eyes on it to kind of help you through this process. It still is going to be your story. We're just going to look at it for, does it flow? Is it overly triggering? We have to be careful we don't go too crazy with these things, because you can convey a lot of information with that without going into, you know, graphic detail, because a lot of us have been there, done that, where our minds are automatically, you know, go there. But share your testimony, write your testimony, share your testimony, because that gives us that opportunity to share in that victory, you know, with you. Let me see if I've got anything else in my little notes here on that. In 2 Corinthians, that verse I read, that word help in some version actually has it as encourage. Other versions have it as comfort. And so that's all what we do when we talk about helping others. Sometimes that help comes in just the form of comfort. Sometimes that comes in the form of encouragement. And so it's not just, and just like I said at the very beginning, remember, we're not trying to fix you, and you're not trying to fix somebody. You're going to help them by encouraging, by supporting, by holding accountable, if that's, you know, what it's called for. But it's from that place in your heart that you're going to go there. I'm going to make this all better, because a lot of times we don't have that capacity to do that. So it's more about being with them as they're going through this walk. So victory shared, write your testimony. If you have questions about that, see me, and we can get help. I keep threatening to have a testimony workshop. We used to do, just to kind of help people do that. We should get that revised. In fact, maybe I'll just put an interest sheet back there next week for those of you that are like, okay, I need some help getting this thing started. Get some feedback on how many people that is, and we can kind of get a group going where you can kind of have, once again, accountability within that. And that's one of the great things we'll see a lot of times out of a step study. We'll see people kind of, they bonded in that study, and then they kind of start writing their testimonies at around the same time, and they kind of help each other out in that, okay? I thought I had something in here. Yes, I know I do. Let me just, because I like the way it is phrased in the leader's guide, I think. So in short, a testimony would contain this kind of information, kind of, this is how it was for me. So we're going to get the background. Okay. Oftentimes people go back to their childhood. Now we're not obviously getting every single detail, but kind of what was it like for you, and maybe why? This is the experience of what happened to me. So this is what it was like. This is what happened. And that can be an event, or that can be just multiple events, or just kind of the way life was going for you. This is how I gained strength to begin my recovery. Okay, so then what was the thing that changed from kind of where you were, where you had been, in some case for many, many years, if not decades? What changed? What was the catalyst? What was the event, or what was the, you know, the things leading up to that change? And then what does your life look like now? And what hope can you share with others? So that's just kind of in a nutshell, kind of where for your overarching outline of that testimony. And I say, they're just so powerful. It's one of the best things about this ministry. As I say, if somebody came here for, you know, a year or something, and only got to hear whatever 26 testimonies, I think they'd be a richer person for it. You know, even if they walked out saying, "Well, I don't think I need to go back there again," you'd still be a richer person for that. And some of your churches that you attend, because I know not all of you attend here, may make testimonies a regular part of Sundays, you know, over the year. And that's just so powerful, seeing God transform people like that. All right, so that takes us to the E, right? Yes, and give, there's four letters, I can do this. Example. No, sorry. Yes, example of your actions. Example of your actions is the fill-in. Meaning, or what I take that is, we talked that in the principle, yeah. Both by my example and by my words. So the words part is kind of the testimony piece. The example is getting involved in this ministry. So I look at it as serving. Serving here at Celebrate Recovery. Serving in your church family at large, whatever church you go to. Serving in your community. Serving at your workplace. If you have a leadership role in your workplace, being a servant leader to those that you lead, that you are a boss of, or so to speak. So service is kind of the main takeaway when we're talking about example, because in serving others, you are walking the walk. Okay, so not only does it get you out of yourself, not only do you typically benefit someone or someone's else, you are reinforcing this positive walk with your actions. Okay, in other words, you're not letting your recovery die because you're involved in that. Many of you have service positions. I use that term lightly because it's not official and we don't pay you, of course. They're all volunteer here. But service positions here. We have folks that are kind of regular cooks for us. We have folks like Ron and Sherry over there who consistently will be doing, you know, the solid rock, the desserts, you know, stuff in the evening. Walter and Ted back there hiding away in the audio booth, making sure there's sound, you know, every week. The band, who you just saw, once again, all volunteers. You've got a leadership team here that helps kind of steer and guide this ministry. And then you have folks leading in small groups that just facilitate that small group, you know, interaction. We've got many of you that will take on special projects. We might have a conference that somebody wants to help organize or a retreat or something like that. There are any number of things that you can help us with. The information table in the back that Scott handles, he can always, you know, is always looking for people to cross train and volunteers back there. The smallest thing, and so this is one of those areas for new people. You can be, you know, brand new into this ministry and still help us out. Those dishes do not wash themselves magically at the end of Wednesday night. You know, it's just one of those things. You guys always help. Everybody helps with the chair, so there's a service thing right there that most time you get every week. But helping, you know, just kind of pick up stuff and the tables, that sign out front, that A-frame sign, that needs to be brought in. So there's even just the littlest things. One of the guys that, when I first came into this ministry still drinking, he would always talk about when he first came in, I think they used to kind of manually dim the lights, even though I don't know, there's controls back there. But it was his job to dim the lights, you know, when the testimony started or something like that. That was his sole purpose. But, you know, he's got now, you know, 20 years sobriety or so to speak. You know, just those little things, it has to start somewhere. So as we walk the walk, it's not just about talking about recovery here. It's about doing recovery. And that happens in a variety of different, you know, different ways. So to kind of conclude, I just wanted to see if I've got anything else that I... And you see that in step 12 here, you know, spiritual experience, carry this message and practice these principles. So there's a lot of action that's going on there. I say it often, recovery is a verb. You need to be active in your recovery. If not, that can lead to, you know, to that death of it, if there's not the actions there. We would call that relapse, you know, in the recovery world. If I'm not moving in a recovery direction, where am I? Am I okay if I'm just stagnant? Probably not. It probably means you're starting to drift in the direction that the world is taking you, rather than consciously making an effort to move towards where God wants you to be. So give your love, give your encouragement, give your time, Give by making God first in everything. Give by coming alongside of others and being accountability partners and sponsors. Give by sharing your story, your testimony. We'll also have an opportunity in the next few months to do mini monies. So instead of a 20-minute testimony, you can do a 5-minute mini money where you just give us a snippet. Okay, so give by sharing your stories, the victories, the defeats, because freely you have received, so freely give. Okay, let me close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you and we are in just awe that you do call us friend. And Lord, we want to continue to nurture that relationship, to get to know you more and more. And as we get to know you and our heart is filled more with you, we start to act like you. And part of that action is giving back, giving of ourselves, giving of our time, giving of our talents, giving of our hearts, giving of our shoulders to cry on, giving of our thoughts, giving of our laughter. And Lord, we just thank you so much for all of these blessings. Wherever we are in our walk, Lord, and some of us are struggling mightily. Others have a little bit of time and maybe in a season of relative calm. We know, Lord, that the enemy is always lurking, always working against us. And so we need to consistently turn to you. And one of the ways we can do that, is just by modeling you and your son in that sacrificial giving of ourselves, whether it's in this ministry or just out in the world there. Each time we give of ourselves, we know that the enemy takes a hit. And so, Lord, I just ask you to inspire us to put a heart of a servanthood in us and allow us to just, and give us the strength, you know, to continue to keep coming back. Give us the strength to give of ourselves, being mindful that we only have so much and that we need to also be healthy in that. And so we make good choices. And we ask for your wisdom in that, that we don't accidentally move down the path of codependency, move down the path of being used, being a doormat. We want to be givers that inspire and givers that are a true picture of the hope that you provide. We love you, Lord. These things in your name, your son's name, amen.